Greetings. So glad that you're here today for the Tim Price Christian Life and Leadership Podcast. My name is Tim, and over the course of the year, about every other Thursday or so, we put out a podcast related to a post that we've made on the blog at timpriceblog.com. And the whole goal is to encourage the church, to encourage ministry leaders and pastors and staff members and team leaders and people who are serving in kingdom work through the church each and every week. And so I'm thankful that you're here. And today I want to talk about 7 ideas for making sure that you are taking a Sabbath.
Welcome to the Christian Life and Leadership Podcast with Tim Price. The purpose of this podcast is to help strengthen the church, build more effective leaders, and encourage your walk with the Lord. We'd be honored to have you share and rate this podcast. And if we can be of help to you, please reach out to us at timpriceblog.com/podcast. Let's head over to today's show starting now.
I've written about and talked about the Sabbath on many occasions lately. Some of it came from a recent book I read from Robert Morris called Take the Day Off. And that really was inspiring to me. And I wound up just thinking more and more about it, about the rhythm of it. And if you don't take a Sabbath, and as I'm learning this, you really do hit a wall. Creativity wanes, your spirit dulls, you come to a place where you're sort of striving to make success happen on your own strength. You wear out yourself, you wear out your team, you wear out your home. You really stop being faithful to your calling when you go 24/7 thinking that you're kind of a bionic person or something like that. And so adhering to a regular Sabbath is not just about motivation or planning or inspiration. It's about carving out the time to regularly remind yourself that God is working in you and through you. And it's the same God who has the whole world in his hands. Nothing is more freeing than remembering that his greatest joy is that when you are his, apart from what you do, apart from the roles you play, apart from everyday stuff, during a regular Sabbath, we can rest in this. And I know as ministry leaders, the to-do list is long, it's never ending. There's always something more that can be done for the sake of the church and the people that you love. I liked what Andy Stanley said once that I read in a book. Basically, it came down to the fact that he was going to be able to give his work in the church as a leader about 45 hours a week. And outside of that, God was going to have to move and work and make things happen. And that's sort of the mindset for a Sabbath. We have to realize that it's God's church. It's God's work. We are stewards. And part of that calling is this weekly rhythmic rest that God called for in Scripture, even in the Ten Commandments, even in the creation story. It's a holy, rhythmic way of living that really kind of slaps in the face to everybody else's world of how they work. And so Christians set that example, and they have the opportunity to be a witness with that. As I said, we've already talked about this on numerous occasions. I feel like I just did a podcast on it. But today's post at timpriceblog.com reminds us again to make time for the Sabbath. I don't really have much new to add to the argument, except that I really do believe that to be so. My heart changes when I move into the groove of regular Sabbath rhythms in my weeks and months. And I do often become discouraged when I hear of other people's practices with the Sabbath. Seems like several people that you read about or hear about have everything together and carve out time perfectly. So I'm still learning, and I hope this post encourages you. You can find it at timpriceblog.com. And if it's a little bit too crazy to figure out the Sabbath for just this week, then maybe go out a couple weeks and figure out if you can find a time to build it in. Or maybe on the reverse side, if it seems like it seems overwhelming to say you're going to take a certain day every week for the rest of the year, don't worry about the whole calendar. Just figure out this week, when can you slice out some time from your calendar to have a Sabbath time? So here are 7 ideas for ministry leaders, and I hope one might renew you and give you inspiration to figure out a way to do it. So 1, take an old-fashioned day off. It may have been a while since you've taken a true day off, and if that's the case, you can plan something today. You can figure out where it could work. You could rearrange a couple minor meetings if you need to, and you can make it happen. And of course, if you're in a ministry role that is not paid, or you have a day job and you serve in a ministry role, it might be a little more difficult, but can you find time on a Saturday or a Sunday evening or part of a day to take some time to leave the work aside and step into God's presence in a different kind of way? Not as a team member, not as a producer, not as a content creator or a person who's in charge, but as a child of God, be in God's presence. And if necessary, you might need to plan a trip out of town so that you aren't tempted to do those couple little things before things get going for the day. And I have found that when I am gone, it's so much easier to have a true Sabbath. A second idea is to set aside your devices. You can find a good time to fast from your phone. And this includes everything that your phone does, from connecting with people, to email, to Facebook, to games, to whatever it is. If computers are part of your everyday life, you can also add that to the mix and kind of let that go for the day. And while everything else in the day might seem totally normal, just being disconnected from your phone can almost be a Sabbath sort of rest. And so especially if you're getting ready to do some kind of study or prepare or meet with people intentionally, setting your phone or device aside can really make a difference. A third idea is that you would add a day to a meeting or a conference. I don't know if you have any conferences coming up, some kind of leadership training event you're doing, or a denominational meeting that you've got to be a part of. But if that is the case, what would be great is to carve out an extra day along with that trip and just be somewhere else and be free. At the beginning of the event or at the end, it doesn't really matter, but find a way to be away. And if you already have the time slot, the motel or the flight or the drive or whatever's already worked in, adding a few hours on one end or the other usually doesn't cost any more money. And so that's a great way to have an intentional Sabbath somewhere other than right there at home. A fourth idea is to incorporate adventure into a Sabbath day. So what could you do for an adventure? And when was the last time you tried like a new place or a new destination or a new restaurant or just a new sort of flow for the day? To wake up, to read, maybe to watch a movie if you haven't done that in who knows how long. When you do an adventure, your mind sort of has to think hard about what's going on, because you're not in the same rhythm every single moment of every single week. There's pretty much a flow to your life, and your mind kind of knows you're going to get in the car, drive here, do this, do that, say these things, be with these people. And then you change that with some kind of an adventure, and all of a sudden it breaks the script in your mind and you realize that you have something new to think about and wonder about. And of course, I've had all kinds of opportunities over the years to be kind of in a groove, because I've served in the same ministry for, since the mid 90s. But there are times even within the groove that new things happen. New people are around or become part of your ministry, new opportunities to travel to another place to serve in some kind of ministry. Part of my role in Harvest is to travel to different churches. And even over the last couple of weeks, I've been in two different churches that we hadn't been in, and another one we hadn't been in a long time. And so it's just been fun to meet more people and to be a part of different communities. And so each of those turned out to be an adventure. So we got to find ways to incorporate that, to take a walk, to take a hike, to go somewhere we haven't been. And those few things can make a difference on our Sabbath day. Well, a fifth idea is to interact with friends and family. And talking, listening, laughing, playing, enjoying, that is pretty much what Sabbath is. Being around with unstructured time with the Lord's presence around people we love and being able to just engage. And being mostly extroverted in my life, I'm always pumped when I know that people are going to be coming to our house. And I realize that that requires work and cleaning and organizing and buying and planning and all those things. But those days are always really fun for me. And I find that I plan a little harder and get everything ready to go to a good stopping point on those days or the days before those days, because I know that we're going to be spending a day or an afternoon or an evening with friends or family. And when those times are planned in, it gives me a sense of the kind of motivation that the Sabbath can bring. Whether or not we're around people, it just gives me a sense of that type of motivation. So if we begin to really put some intentionality into investing time with people on a Sabbath day, that helps us keep the Sabbath holy, because we can't do work when we're visiting with people. We have to pretty much get things done, bring it to a close, put a bookmark in it, and then do the agenda of the Sabbath time, hang out and visit. And it could be anything. It doesn't have to be expensive. It could be ice cream, a bonfire, hang out, take a trip, a conversation, visit, a meal. It can be anything like that. And that can be part of a Sabbath and can almost be a springboard to it. Well, a sixth of the seven ideas: appreciate nature. Nature provides a huge, very inexpensive, but majestic and incredible opportunity to see and realize God's power and majesty. It helps us understand our part in the world, that gives us a sense that God and heaven and his creation is huge, and the universe, this massive thing with earth being just a small dot and then us being even so microscopic, but that God still notices us, even in all of his creation. And so I just think about the fact that there's so much in there that helps us teach. The fact that the sun is in the sky each and every day. It's even hard to see it moving, but we know that it is, and that it's faithful to come up and go down each day. And that can remind us of God's faithfulness, God's new mercies each morning, and it can make a huge difference in the way that we appreciate life on a Sabbath day, appreciating nature. And so I just want to invite you to appreciate nature in some way, to sit outside, to look at the blue sky, to take a walk, be at a park, go on a camping trip, go fishing, whatever it is that helps you to get a glimpse of God's glory. And then the last idea here in this practical podcast for carving out time for a Sabbath day is to pray and read, to fill your mind and heart with godly material, scripture, and other books, anything that would help us to get a glimpse of God's holiness in our lives. I do like the phrase that John Wesley said, that he's a man of one book. And so if you have the opportunity to take your Bible and just read, it always shapes us and speaks to us, because it's the Word of God, more powerful than a double-edged sword. And so we think of Sabbath sort of at times about the idea that we would be going to church and reading the Bible and praying and spending time in quiet. And of course, there is that component to it. But really, the Sabbath rest is about rejuvenating, about putting our focus on God and knowing that we are loved by him apart from our work. And so I want you to do what you can to figure out a way to take a Sabbath, and you'll be surprised what it might do in your heart and life this week. So these seven ideas one more time. Just take an old-fashioned day off. Set aside your devices. Add a day to the next conference or meeting you have that's out of town. Incorporate adventure. Interact with friends and family. Appreciate nature. And pray and read. Each of those things can be a part of your Sabbath time. And I invite you to join me in continuing to make it a priority. Well, have a blessed week, and I'll speak with you next time. Thanks.